Blog Talk Radio.
It's a brand new... Yeah, you are now tuned in to the real Sean Ross Talk Show and Jam Session with Sean MacDaddy Ross. And yours truly, DJ Sir J Boogie. Let's go!
Sean Ross. Sean Ross. Sean Ross to no limit.
And you tuned in.
Sean Ross. And you tuned in. Mean team in the building.
Central State and Omega Sci-Fi stand up.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR, DB, or its affiliates.
You're listening to eWater Radio, KEWR-DB.
Hey, everyone. You're listening to the real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. And y'all wouldn't believe this happened one of those days, y'all. So, hey, y'all got to bear with me. We're going to make it. This is it. I told the owner, CEO, CFO, Ed Waters just called me. Like, hey, I don't control American Airlines. We just dropped down. They were supposed to get here at 6:30 in L.A., and they just dropped down. So I'm going to do this show live from LAX, y'all. It's going down, and we're going to have a good show. Hey, y'all, my guests, I just told rerouting everything. Yeah, you thank God I got two phones, one of the hotspot laptop. But I want to see who we got on the phone. I got a couple of people on the phone. You want to meet my guest, Danny Dane, you in the building?
Okay.
Who I got? Who's 818? I got a 818. I can't even tell. But hey, check it out. We're gonna do it like this. I'm gonna go play this song real quick, and then we're gonna come back and get right back into the show. That part that way, and I thank everybody for tuning in. Hey, we gotta make it do what it do. All right, here we go.
This is a story of famous dogs. But the dog that takes this tale will be busy. He's a happy dog, rhythmic dog, harmonic dog, house dog, big dog. Dogs of the world unite, dancing dogs. Yeah, country dog, funky dog. Nasty dog.
Why must I feel like that? Why must I chase the cat? Nothing but the dog in me.
Right here today, and we're going to keep it going. Everybody, we're going to be live. It's going down today on the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show. I don't know what's going on. My callers will be calling, and I'll be taking calls shortly, and let your soul go. Y'all feel free to chime in, but let me get this one right here, and then we're going to make it do what it do.
Do I'll always
Hey, what it do? Welcome to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show. And I do have my brother Dana Dane in the building. What's going on, Dana Dane?
The Real Sean Ross. What up, great man? How you doing, sir?
Hey, man. Hey, bro, it's good. You know, I just got off the plane, so I got to do the intro so you can hear it. So, man, we about to get in and turn up and do what we do. One time for my brother.
Hey,
Dave,
that's right.
This is how it's supposed to start. And we ain't going to take no shorts. Here we go. One time. Here we go. Where we at? Here we go. Here the theme. I got to let you hear it, Dana. Here we go.
Yeah, you are now tuned in to the Real Sean Ross Talk Show and Jam Session with Sean MacDaddy Ross. And yours truly, DJ Sir J Boogie. Let's go!
Sean Ross to no limit. And you tuned in. Sean Ross. And you tuned in. Mean team in the building.
Central State and Omega Sci-Fi, stand up.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, KEWRDB.
Hey, y'all, welcome back to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. We start a little late, but it's not how you start, but how you finish. That's what Dana Dane always tell me. Hey, man, how you feel, good brother?
Man, I'm grand, man. Good to be here with you, Sean Ross, you know. Appreciate the invitation. You know what I mean? Everything is blessed, man. Blessed and grateful, bro. Blessed and grateful, you know.
Hey, brother. Hey, I'm so glad, man. You know, real people do real things, real results. You know, sometimes when you can't control the outcome of things, you know, sometimes you just got to let go and let God and whatever happens. And people that's true,
hey, man,
like yourself, show up and rise to the occasion. And that's why you've been so blessed and successful, bro. I really appreciate
it. Hey, man, it's all love, man. Look, you making it happen, man. That's a sign of greatness. And nothing can stop you. You just keep it going. That's what it is. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what you're supposed to do, you know?
Yes, sir. Dang, let me get into some of the questions. I know some of the people out there in radio land are listening to right now. What made you decide? When did you start? And when did you know that you wanted to jump into the entertainment business? And how was that? Can you tell us your story, please?
You know what, man? I don't even know really if I. Let me see, man. When I was in high school, man, I started rapping, but I never really took it serious per se. You know, I saw the rappers doing their things, and, you know, I developed some talent over the years. But, you know, as I was doing it, I never really thought there was a lane for me. I was just doing it as fun. I even went to college, man. I was in college for about a semester and a little bit into my second semester when Slick Rick dropped A Lottie Dottie. Yeah, so it was like, the first semester. The first whole semester, Slick Rick dropped Lottie Dottie with Dougie Fresh. And then the following year, I was going to college for my second year, beginning of the second semester, and I wasn't doing good either in college. I wasn't focused at all. I didn't know what I was supposed to be doing.
You ain't the only one.
I didn't know what I was doing.
I know how it can be, all that walking around. Yes, sir.
So then, in 1985, you know, the cassette tape came out, Lottie Dottie, in 1984, excuse me. And then in 1985, they dropped the single, the show, Dougie Fresh and the Get Fresh Crew with Lottie Dottie as the B-side. And once the record came out officially and I heard, I saw the record in stores for sale, basically, when I bought it, I was like, man, I could do that. And that's when I started set on my journey, you know, to make a record, which just happened to be, it would turn out to be just 5 months later, 6 months later, that I would get my deal and my song would come out. So it's crazy. Same year. You know?
Wow. So how's it working with like Dougie Fresh and Shred, Slick Rick? You know, tell us about your colleagues.
Oh, yeah, man. You know, I never really made music. Well, that's not true. I've done records with Slick Rick. They've never been released, though. anywhere, but Vance Wright got one, and somebody else got one, and I think we got some other demos. But other than that, never really worked in the studio with Doug and Slickwick, but we do a lot of shows on the road, though, you know, and that's where, you know, a lot of the bond is built between us hip-hop artists, man, from back in the days, being on the road and traveling, you know, the world and the country, just performing these songs that have become classic over the years, you know what I mean? So, you know, traveling with Dougie Fresh, man, he's always a spiritual, a good energy person. And what y'all don't know about Slick Rick, man, is he's hilarious, man. You know, Slick Rick is really a hilarious cat, but y'all all see the ruler. So they, y'all don't get close enough to get the jokes that Rick be having and things of that sort, but he's a hilarious dude, and I love him, you know, like a brother. So me and him go back to Boys to Men.
Wow, now that's saying something. That's saying that's really prophetic. You know, what do you think that this whole fest that keep you relevant, that just keep people like, you know, that you know that you got, you're a part of history and keep going. How was that for you, and how does that make you feel?
Well, first of all, it sort of makes me feel blessed because, you know, when you're making the music, I don't know, maybe some people have it in their mind that their songs are going to play forever. When I did mine, I was just doing it in the moment and just enjoying the moment. And who knew, you know, these songs would resonate still 30, 35 years, going on 40 years later. But with that said, myself, man, you know, I never really, you know, since early on, I wanted to be famous. But once I understood what that saying was, and I crossed on to the other side of just being me, and more of just following my path to what I consider success is and what I consider greatness is, you know, I don't think I've, you know, had to overly put myself out there to stay relevant for any type of situation. Maybe I should a little bit more, but I don't know, man. I just move how I move, man. You know, I do what I do. I'm good in my skin. And, you know, I represent what I represent. I'm hip-hop. You know, I do music, and I'm a creator. So that's, I just stay doing what makes me happy, you know?
Wow, that is such a special blessing. And you have shined light on the youth. And if you have to give one or two footnotes, what advice would you give somebody that's trying in 2021 getting this music industry?
Man, whether it be music or anything, you know, it's about the energy that you put out for yourself, you know. If you got a focus, if you got a plan, follow that, man. Follow that, you know, and you adjust as you need to make the plan go to where you see yourself at the end. But you follow that plan, and you keep going until you get there. And I think that, you know, just more than music, if music is your love, you know, you just got to do music, you know what I mean? Not just only music, but you have to have a space and a time and a frame where music is part of your day every day, and everything else is what it is. And if you can make money from making music, you're living your best life, you know what I mean? So, you know, if you can't,
right.
You just got to enjoy the music, you know what I mean? You still got to enjoy the music. You got to love the music if that's what you love. So either way, you should be successful, because if you love the music, you love the music, you know? And if you want to be a successful business person, that's something different. If that's your goal and you love the business, or you love the, you know, the music and all of the things that come with it, go for it. Nothing to stop you. Promote yourself. Market. You know, it's up to you to promote and market yourself. Don't wait for nobody to do it. If you don't know how to do it, learn it. You know what I mean? But while you're waiting for somebody to come and help you, you can be learning it. And by the time those years go past and you've been looking, you'll be having more knowledge in your own set of tools that help you get to where you need to be, you know? And you're going to have to wait for people anyway, because people are always doing what they want to do. And they come and try to help you when they see, if they see something in you. So you might as well do the work yourself anyway, you know?
Right. And Dana, I, you know, when we talked about the college and like school days, well, you know, sometimes you mess up in school. Well, this soul sister, she's going to join us right now. She's out of Cleveland, Ohio, and she's one of the stars. If you've seen the flyer, you'll know what I mean. Dana, she goes by the name of Amanda the Stylist, all the way from Cleveland, Ohio. Welcome to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. What's going on, Amanda? Amanda, can you hear me?
Yes.
And you can hear, hey, welcome to you on live. You on live with me and Dana Dane, and they all join in, and all the listeners out there. How you feel?
How you
feel, Amanda?
Well, hello, everyone. This is Amanda the Stylist. I'm a stylist here in Cleveland, Ohio. How you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing good. We're blessed. Yes, indeed. Welcome to the show. How you doing? I told Danny today we had some special guests in the building. Can you tell us what made you become a stylist, and what are you doing in Cleveland, Ohio, and you got your product line and all that? Go ahead, Amanda. You got the show. You got all the listeners around the country. They listening to you right now. It ain't no joke.
Thank you so much, Sean Ross. Thank you. Okay, well, I'm going to introduce myself. I'm Amanda the Stylist. I've been doing hair for 26 plus years. I'm a 4-year salon owner. I have my own hair brand, Charmé Diamond, that's doing very well. I sell virgin bundles in the salon. I also have two product lines. One is a hair scalp souffle that I have going on right now that the ladies really love. It's a hair care for them, and I also have a beer bomb product that's doing very well as well. I also am a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated, and I'm also a Cleveland State University grad. So, with that being said, I'm also a business owner, a Black business owner, and I love it very much. I have a degree in science, actually. I thought I was going to be a doctor. But, you know, life happens, things change, and, you know, I started doing hair. Well, I've been doing hair for a while, but I decided to keep doing hair. And the end result was to get my own salon. Of course, I want a couple of them right now. I just have one. But the goal is to get more. So just being a Black business owner, I love the support that I get from other business owners as well. We try to support each other here in Cleveland. It's a great thing. That's really it. I mean, I have a
amazing.
You know, my
amazing.
Yeah, I have my own product line as well. That AmandaTheStylist.com. I offer. You can buy everything on the website. So that's what I'm doing right now.
Wow, sounds like you need to be giving some courses on how to get some business going for people because you're doing it. So congratulations, Amanda. Continue greatness in all you do. This is Dana. All right. Just let you know.
Oh,
that's Dana Dane,
so
Amanda. That's Dana Dane. That's
thank
my homie,
so
Dana Dane. He's Lottie Dottie. Yeah, you hear it live.
No. Slick Rick is Lottie Dottie.
Oh, man. I just heard you say Lottie Dottie earlier. I know what you do. Damn, I heard you say. I'm just mimicking what I thought I heard you say earlier. I mean, listen, yeah, get me right. I'm old, you know. Hey, Dave, you know how I just got off the plane? People looking at me. Oh, who is this guy? I'm on the radio live on my laptop calling in. I know Lisa Stewart. She about to cut my head. Edward is about to sue American Airlines. But why I got both of y'all in parts? I want to play this song, and I want to come back, and I want y'all to tell me what does this song mean. Y'all real quick, and then I'll be bringing somebody, I'll open up the lines or something like that, but hold on 1 second, I want y'all to listen to this. Here we go. I want y'all to just close your eyes and think about this. Here we go. Y'all listen to the real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session on E-Water Radio, like this.
Took me way back down memory lane. I see the happiness, I see the pain. Where am I? Back down memory lane. I see you standing there, such a happy, happy tale. Love beyond compare. Look up there, look up there. Tell me that love would I'm slipping back. Oh, back down memory lane. Feel the happiness, I feel the same. Here am I.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, K-E-W-R-D-B.
Hey, welcome back to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. Dana Dane and Amanda DeSalis. I also have a young lady at a foundation doing her thing in the community. Y'all, ladies and gentlemen, coming to the show, and we're going to ask her to be in the zone because she's been on. Miss Lake Gibson is in the building. What's up, Miss Lake? How you doing, Miss Gibson? Lake Love Foundation.
Hey.
How you doing today?
Hey, Sean Ross, I'm pretty good. How are you? Thank you.
All right. I'm blessed to have my partner, Dana Dane, in the building. Amanda Stallis, all the way from Cleveland,
hello.
Doing her thing.
How you doing?
Hello. Hello there.
Hello. Hey, guys.
I'm glad everybody joined us. Not how you start, but how you finish. So, Lake, I know you was on the show, and I know you heard that song. I'm gonna start with Amanda, then I'm come to Lake Gibson, and then to Dana Dane. When y'all hear that song, Back Down Memory Lane, what do y'all get from that? What does that do for y'all? What? Tell me something.
Oh, wow. Back Down Memory Lane.
That's some old school right there. That'll take you way back.
Oh, what year is that? What year? What year are we talking about
That's what I wanted to know. I don't even know the year. I was like...
I was trying to refer to it. I think that was like 80, 82. I wish I had my analytics on the phone. The analytics, are they there? Usually they give me analytics so I can see what songs I'm playing.
Yeah.
So I know it's Minnie Riperton. I do know that.
Minnie Riperton. It is a classic. For sure.
It'll definitely take you to another place where we need to be outside of all the other music that's going on there.
Look, I know one thing. I was over here daydreaming, talking about going down memory lane. I was just, wow. I was thinking about when I was young. I was like, wow. Took me way back.
Hey, y'all, Dana Dane, I'm going to stop right now. Dana Dane, homie. Dana Dane, Amanda DeSalis, Lake Gibson, and I got my nephew on the line, and who's going to bless us with some positive synergy. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all give it up for my nephew. Oh, man, I too much I can say about this nephew, but y'all give it up for Mr. Romeo Miller in the building. What's up, Rome?
Hey.
Hey.
What's going on?
Hey, Romeo.
What up, Romeo? What up?
How y'all doing?
What's up, Romeo?
Hello. Sorry, yes, I'm in the middle of the canyons right now, but y'all, how y'all doing over there?
Hey, I'm getting ready to shoot. I want y'all to know I'm getting ready to shoot something with my nephew. I'll let my nephew talk about it. Rome, tell him what we're about to do. What we got going on, Rome?
Man, I had to come call. Whatever you do, I support you, Sean Ross. You're a real one from day one. But we working on a big project right now. it's kind of the exclusive because nobody really know about it. They heard about it a few times, but we're doing King of Malibu, which is like a adaptation of a modern Fresh Prince of Bel-Air meets modern day with a little Thriller twist in there. And Sean Ross is one of the leading roles, ladies and gents. I'm just saying, this may be the next Denzel Washington. So the man put in work. He's really one of the leads of the show. Everybody loves his character. He's definitely a shining light, and I'm just ready for the world to see it either this Christmas or the top of the year.
Yes, indeed. It's a blessing to work with my nephew. But one thing that I would say that my nephew emphasized and his dad, my brother, we talk about, you know, being a man of faith. And I just want to salute Rome for holding those principles of faith when some of the obstacles have not, you know, looked in his favor. He has kept the faith. And I just want you, Rome, just so can you touch on a little bit about faith? And I know he leads Bible study now and all that. Matter of fact, he's on his way over there now. So go ahead, Rome. Give us some.
Nah, that's why I called. It was on my heart. This is actually a very big day for me. I got a lot going on. It all makes sense later. It's a day in history, 7/7. But we wouldn't be here without our faith. You know, my pops, you know, Master P, for the ones who don't know. God, he always say, saved his life. You know, there's always something out there that's bigger than us, you know, and a lot of people don't realize without that anchor, without God, we'll stray away. And I want to read you. I'm going to just go to one of my random Bible study notes, and I just want to read what it is because I feel God wanted me to throw this out there. But my Bible study notes from June 13th, 2021, it says, don't let your past be more important than your future. Your biggest enemy is your last success. Never be trapped by your own success. Don't let them trap you by your own success. That's crazy because that's one of my favorite Bible studies, and that's what I live by. When you become successful, people always want to try to make you chase your own goals. They're going to compare you to something that you did, and people don't realize all you have to do is make history once. Just like David and Goliath, right? David had to conquer the giant once to get to his destiny. They're not going to have to do that repeatedly and repeatedly. So that's what I want the people to know out there who's listening. Don't chase your own ghost, and don't let your past be more important than your future.
Wow. That's some heat. I got to get Chacho in the studio. Yes, indeed.
There
I got to get Danny Dane and Rome in the studio on that one.
That was good, Romeo. I received that.
There you go, Romeo.
All love.
Amen.
Ross, you know,
amen.
I got to get going, but I love y'all. It was on my heart to call in and read that, and it's crazy. That was the message, so I hope that changed. It's not one person, but many people live who ever listened to that today.
Wow. Give that verse one more time, Rome. Say it one more time. I just want to listen to that. Pay attention, y'all. Say it one more time, Rome. I know you got to get out of here.
Yeah. Don't let your past be more important than your future. Your biggest enemy is your last success. Don't let them trap you by your own success.
Wow. All right, nephew. Thank you for tuning in to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. We got it. We got it. Love you, bro. Appreciate you. See you tomorrow.
Later,
Romeo.
We got a full day, Sean Ross. Don't turn up too much now.
I know. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And you know, I'm gonna quiet as a church mouse.
Appreciate y'all.
Peace and blessings. Peace and blessings. All right. So we were talking about Minnie Riverton, and now I want to switch the subject since I got Lake Gibson. Can you tell us about the Lake of Love Foundation?
Yes. I definitely want to share the Lake of Love Foundation. And Sean, thank you so much for this opportunity, being on the call and sharing it with listening to Amanda. Listening to Dana Dane, and also Romeo is amazing. I can truly feel where he comes from. Being an entrepreneur, they call me a busybody, right? I've been an entrepreneur since I was 11 years old, 41 in August. Ran a salon and spa, took the idea to put a cafe inside of the salon. Originally, after 10 years of running that business, got into finances and realized being in real estate, for communities, especially the minority community and group of people, to understand how finances truly work. And God just placed it upon my heart to start the Lake of Love Foundation. Everywhere I go, I literally see hearts everywhere that are formed. And what I realized is that you know, God was speaking, and what he was saying is that, you know, love is kind, love doesn't boast, love doesn't brag, love is genuine. And, you know, if we can take that same aspect of love and place that upon our businesses and in our lives from day to day, I truly feel like the world would be a better place. I know you guys may be thinking, man, she's a little broad range with that whole thing of love. But a lot of people in the world today are lacking love. And this is where, you know, a lot of problems come in, not only in this relationship, family, but in business itself and everything. So, you know, the Lake of Love Foundation was founded in 2016. We go around and we simply just spread love everywhere we go. And we help underserved communities with housing. I'm in the construction market. My fiance is also a physician who helps educate on the health aspect of things. And, you know, we're just dedicated to sharing love, right, and spreading love genuinely, not for what your personal gain may be. And, Sean, thank you for this opportunity, and we're looking forward and fundraising the opportunity of spreading love.
All right. Thank you for being on the show, Lake of Love. And Lake and Dana Vane, she also has
I'm sorry about that, Sean. I was just going to say,
go ahead, bro.
I love that because I always say, do everything in moderation except love. You know what I mean? Because that's the only thing that you can go all out with is love, because it doesn't do nothing negative. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm with you on that.
What I want to chime in and say, Dana, that Lake also has a group. Her and I call IP4, IP5 is a group.
Yeah.
That, you know, they the next true thing. And I want to say that I did tell you to IP4, tell the good Dr. Isaiah Pittman that, hey, stay number four, that five do what five do. Make sure you tell them that I say that.
Yeah.
And y'all going to have to get with Dana Dane and let Dana Dane, work with IP5 and make some magic along with Rome. We're going to put it all together. And Amanda, when we go on set to do the video, she's gonna have to come in and do the makeup and the hair and all that. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Collaboration is key. I love it.
And that's what we do. And also, I want to invite everybody. To Central State in the University of Kentucky State. I'll be hosting that weekend. I just want to put out there, August 26th is going to be big. It's going to be the classic, and everybody that's on this phone will be there. I'm going to personally make it and make sure y'all get what y'all supposed to get named. On August 27th, 28th is going to be big. Central State University versus Kentucky State University, the Ohio Classic going down in Columbus, Ohio. I just got to put that disclaimer out there. And if it's your birthday, y'all want to want y'all know, Dana, it's Leo month. We're about to kick off in a couple of weeks, Leo Nation. And I'll be hosting
Leo
Central
Nation,
State on the 25th. That's right. Y'all got to be a part of it. I see we got Nana out there. Is this Felony? Is he chiming in? Felony, is he chiming in? Are you in the building, Felony? I think I don't have a number because I had to use my other phone as the hotspot, y'all. So I'm like, oh, y'all, please don't give me. I'm charging to my head and not my heart. All right. You know, that's what I got to say. So y'all, I got one more thing. I'm going to just play a quick excerpt of this. And I just want y'all to tell me what you think because, you know, Dana, I don't like nobody to come to my city and don't tap in. Like, I know Amanda gets frustrated when you don't come to her city and tap in. And I know Lake, she'll go ham, go rowdy. And I just want to get y'all, my man Dre, all the way in the West Coast, y'all give me what you think. I'm going to play about 30 seconds of it and let me know what y'all think.
Yeah,
okay.
Here we go. All right.
Nip, hustle, rest up, King. Cheer, beer. When you land in my city, you better tap in. Before you go to the hood, you better tap in. Before you go out to eat, you better tap in. Before you buy you some weed, you better tap in. Now homies, tap in, tap in. Yeah, baby, tap in, tap in. You know you better tap in, tap in. These DJs better tap in, tap in. Yeah, go ahead, bang my line. It'd be smart of you to do before you chance your life. Dangerous outside and mixing with these buzzers who ain't got no stripes. Yeah, don't be so fast exposing your dope. They had you robbed naked on the side of the road. Game is to be sold, but you've been told for sure. To be these fine fly women out here plotting the most. It's a way to move, especially on the
West Coast. I got the formula, you got the break, I'm get you a dope. Dope minds with four fives in most cities worldwide. It's rules to live by, and one day we all die. It's real beer, the check in, respect it. Hold it captain, that's how we stay connected. The street beer, it's different, it's square business. You better listen, move specific, don't forget.
When you hit LA, you better tap in. When you see Las Vegas, you better tap in. When you land in Miami, you better tap in. When you get to New York, you better tap in. ATL, tap in.
Hey, I just had to get y'all a tap in. So, hey, what do y'all think about that? And give me a golden nugget for the day and how we can find and get in touch with you. Starting with Amanda the Stylist. How can we get in contact with you? If they need your social media handle, et cetera, mm-hmm. and let me know what to do.
So tap in with me in Cleveland, Ohio. Everything is AmandaTheStylist.com or AmandaTheStylist on Instagram. Everything is Amanda the Stylist, so you can tap in with me on there.
All right. And Dana, how can America tap in with you, brother?
Yeah, tap in at Dana Dane Media across the board as well. Dana Dane Media across the board, all social media, all the platforms, Dana Dane Media.
All right, Chase, tell me, you in the building? I see you 90901. I see you 901. I thought that was it. I'm with Chase, where we at? Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, you know, hey, I want to thank y'all, too. I know it's a short show because we started late, but our time is our time. And I just want to thank y'all from the bottom of my heart, Dana Dane, my nephew Romeo, Lake of Love Foundation,
love.
Amanda the Stylist. Yeah, shouts out to all the Deltas
yep.
out there, Delta Sigma Theta, Ruru from the Qs. Y'all check us out. Me and Danny going on tour. Y'all get ready. We got some stuff going out. So, hey, I thank y'all for tuning in to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show. We out of here, y'all. And, hey, y'all know the exit. You know, yeah, you know the exit. Let me give y'all a taste of this. Hey, I'm out of here.
I'm sure we do.
Hey, you know what? No. Amanda, we're going to do it like this. And, everybody gone? I want to make you, I want you to make King Titus.
Working on a lot, so you've been forced to work on my butt. Independent.